saw his uncertainty before he gave the subtlest of nods. Afraid of what she'd find, she removed the patch slowly to see the depth of the scar that bisected his face. It was brutal and harsh. She could only imagine how much it must have hurt when Zeus did that to him. But he still had his eye. It was milky white, and by the way he focused his gaze on her, she could tell he wasn't blind in it.
"Why do you wear the patch?"
"It makes people less uncomfortable. They look away from the patch. They stare at the scar when it's uncovered, as if trying to figure out what happened to cause it. And it hurt him when they did that." He didn't say it in words, but his tone told her the truth. She traced the shape of his eyebrow before she cupped his cheek in her hand.
"I'm sorry they hurt you."
Jericho wanted to curse her for that sympathy, but he couldn't. Her words touched him as deeply as her caress.
"We should rest,"
he said, his voice thick. He was so sated now after his release that all he wanted was to curl up and hold her. But what killed him most was the knowledge that she didn't feel that way toward him, and he couldn't blame her. She was a prisoner, his prisoner, and she had given him the first real pleasure he had had since Zeus pinned him to the floor in the temple hall. For that alone he'd give her anything she asked. Thank the gods she had no idea how weak he was right now, how much power she held over him. When she didn't protest his desire to go to bed, he closed his eyes and exchanged her clothes for a sleek pink nightgown. It draped like a dream over her slender body, highlighting her curves. Her nipples were hard and more than apparent through the satin. What he wouldn't give for a taste of them. But he wouldn't take from her. Not without an invitation. She gasped as the gown appeared and crossed her arms over her chest.
"I won't hurt you,"
he promised, stamping down the urge to brush his hand inside the deep V of her gown and cup her breast. How could he hurt her after what she had just done for him?
"We're just going to sleep."
She gave him a look that mirrored the suspicion he always held. Ignoring it, he changed his clothes for a pair of dark green flannel pajama bottoms. Normally he slept naked, but he was pretty sure she would protest that. His patch forgotten, he tucked his wings into the skin of his back as he pulled her toward the bed. Delphine wasn't sure about this, but she admired the look of his sculpted backside as he moved away from her. He climbed into bed first, then waited for her.
"I've never slept with anyone in my life," he confessed.
"Neither have I."
And she noticed he tucked his sword on the other side of his body, as if he were afraid he might need it. The only question was, who did he think would attack him? One of the others? Or her?
"What are you doing?"
"I'm..."
A muscle worked in his jaw as he pierced her with a harsh stare.
"I'm trusting you."
In that moment, she understood that he was more afraid of her than she was of him. It took a lot of faith to lie down at someone's side and trust them not to hurt you while you slept. He was extending his hand to her. Deciding to take it, she smiled.
"Truce?"
"Truce."
She joined him in the bed and rolled onto her side so that her back was facing him. After a few minutes, she felt his hand in her hair.
"What are you doing?"
"Oh, sorry."
He immediately put more distance between them. Tempted to roll over, she refused. She didn't want anything more than this. If she looked at him, he might misread her intentions. And who knew where that might lead? Jericho lay on his back, watching her from the corner of his eye. It was so hard not to touch her when she was this close to him. The outline of her body under the covers was enough to make his body stir all over again. The next time he came, he wanted to be inside her for it. But that wouldn't be tonight. He had seen the fear in her eyes when he had pressed her hand against him. More than that, he knew the unspoken truth. She was a virgin. Most Onoroi were, at least those who had been born after Zeus's curse. Since they didn't feel desire or love, they had nothing to motivate them for sex. The Skotai were a different matter, as he had seen earlier with Zeth. But Delphine, she had never been touched by anyone. He had been the first to kiss her. That thought brought a wave of possessive tenderness over him. Turning his head, he looked at her. She was completely relaxed, and that tiny little snore started. Smiling at it, he inched closer to her. The heat from her body warmed him even as the smoothness of her skin beckoned him to touch it. Unable to resist, he brushed his hand down her supple arm while he leaned forward to breathe her scent in. As he pulled back, his breath caught in his throat. The edge of her gown had been pushed back, showing him her bared breast. Like her, it was beautiful. His body exploded with desire as he grabbed